All right, so round two in Detroit. I just had a listener say, well, wait a second. You're all for alternative energy, green energy. What I'm saying is this. I'm perfectly good with windmills and solar panels. And in fact, if they became to a point where they would deliver energy more efficiently than fossil fuels, I'm all for it at scale. But that hasn't happened yet. So I don't mind windmills and solar panels. But let's not be kidding ourselves or getting ahead of ourselves. Fossil fuels is the energy on demand that America needs. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. It's the only way this country has flourished. It's always been true. And now America produces more energy than anywhere else on the planet. So to curtail that, to force the Eastern Seaboard to suffer through blackouts and so forth during heat waves because they have not allowed pipelines to come through with natural gas and other such fuel is foolish. Just so we're clear on that. All right, so let's go to this Tulsi Gabbard full frontal assault on Kamala Harris. Tulsi Gabbard got a lot of traction in debate number one. She got some attention in debate number two. But watch what happens because Kamala Harris will not take debate. Tulsi Gabbard slammed her several times, and Kamala Harris would quickly pivot to somebody else so that Tulsi Gabbard would get no more airtime. We've got to be done with this. We'll start with bite number 11 with Kamala Harris taking it on the chin from the Hawaii Congresswoman. Number 11.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way. When you are in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
You owe them an apology, but at no time did Kamala Harris address Tulsi Gabbard. She would just flee the scene. Like a cockroach in the light, she ran for the exit because she was getting scalded there. Speaking of getting scalded, I want to go to some of the reviews now that occurred after the first night in Detroit and the second night. I'm gonna start with the ever calm Joe Scarborough. I mean, what do you think is in his morning coffee every day? I mean, is it Jameson's? What do you think? Anyhow, Joe Scarborough, liberal windbag, former conservative who does a morning Joe on MSDNC, should be the name of the network. Woke by radical leftist promises of free everything for life and then cried on Tim Ryan's shoulder. This is after the first debate. It's important because there's a lot of postscript to go through, going through what happened, watching the films, deciding where we go next. Go with this. It's bite number two. Go.
You come into the United States illegally, and some people on the debate stage are saying you get health care for life, free health care for life, right. free education for life. I mean, free everything for life. I'm sorry.
Right.
People on Twitter may not like to hear this. That ain't going to sell in Youngstown, Ohio. That ain't going to sell in Macomb County, Michigan. And that ain't going to sell in Wisconsin.
Not going to sell any of those places. Tim Ryan, by the way, says if the Democrats keep talking that way, Tim Ryan, who will be out of this race within a couple of days, the congressman from Ohio says, at this rate, if Democrats keep trying to tell the world they'll take away their health care insurance and they'll do all these great things with government, that Donald Trump will win 48 states. And he says, I'm hard-pressed to figure out which two states the Democrats will win. Meanwhile, talking about health care, Chris Matthews cornered Elizabeth Warren after the first round about how she's going to pay for her Medicare for All plan. Because she kept dodging the question. It's bite number four. Chris Matthews putting it to Elizabeth Warren after night one. Go.
But will you pay more in taxes? Why don't you want to answer that question? Because as Jake said tonight, that's a Republican talking point. It's not a Republican talking point. It's a question.
It's a question about where people are going to come out economically. Look,
that's not my question. That's not my question. My question is how much will taxes go up?
I spent most of my life studying families that went broke. And a huge chunk of them went broke because of high medical bills, and many of them had health insurance. So the question is not, do you have health insurance or not have health insurance? The question is, how much are you going to have to dig in your pocket to pay?
I know that's the answer that you'd like to give, but
no,
will your taxes go up?
The question is your total cost.
Okay, but there's no answer to the question of your taxes.
There is an answer to the question about your costs.
How about taxes?
Because it's costs that matter to people.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's not an answer. She dodged the question when she was on the stage. She dodged the question with Chris Matthews, who is one of her sympathizers. And so Chris Cuomo of CNN, following the debate last night after night number two, summed it up this way in bite number 12. Bite 12. Go.
The candidates, the left is dominating the discussion. Now, in the party, then you guys will pull the party. And it'll be like 8 out of 10 of them say, no, we're actually center left, not far left. Well, that's not what you're getting on these debate stages.
It's not what you're getting on the debate stage. It's going to create huge problems for the Democrats in a general election. They've gone so far left. They are George McGovern. They are Walter Mondale. It's a mess for them. Because all of this free stuff, people are smart enough to realize you don't get all of this free stuff over and over again. That's a fact. All right, coming up in just a moment here, Eric Trump will join me. Had a chance to talk to Eric Trump, and he's going to weigh in on what's going on with the Democrats, plus so much more, the economy and everything else. Coming up a bit later on the program, Lara Trump will be here. It's all Trump this morning, apparently, from the family. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the 1st of August. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.